have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about America being dirt poor. And it's not what you think. It has nothing really to do with finances. Also, we're going to be also talking about some digestive ill health. We've been hitting some of the digestion health this week. We've talked about gallbladder and acid reflux. So today we're going to touch on Crohn's disease. And if we get time, we have some more things we can chat about. And we have a quack report. We do. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer. And I hope you are too. I'm lifting this entire nation up in prayer that people seek the Lord and, you know, ask the Lord what to do. And do their due diligence. As I've been lately, I'm getting some feedback. I read from my devotional that I got for Mother's Day from my children, and some of you guys like it. So I thought I'd continue. And one of the devotionals, you know, if you're having trouble reading the these and thous in your King James, some of these devotionals kind of put it in more plain language for you. So it's kind of a paraphrase of the scripture. So this paraphrase is from Psalms 42 and 34 and Philippians 2, and it goes like this. Seek my face, and you will find all that you have longed for. The deepest yearnings of your heart are for intimacy with me. I know because I designed you to desire me. Do not feel guilty about taking time to be still in my presence. You are simply responding to the tugs of divinity within you. I made you in my image, and I hid heaven in your heart. Your yearning for me is from a homesickness, longing for your true home in heaven. Do not be afraid to be different from other people. The path I have called you to travel is exquisitely right for you. The more closely you follow my leading, the more fully I can develop your gifts. And to follow me wholeheartedly, you must relinquish your desire to please other people. However, your closeness to me will bless others by enabling you to shine brightly in this dark world. That's right. Darkness and light cannot coexist. Amen. And seek Lord's face, hit the knees, mind the time, for it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, what do we have? Researchers, where are these guys? I'm trying to see. St. Louis, Washington University, St. Louis. Researchers there, guess what they did? They used a combination of three imaging techniques in a machine learning a system to create a new map of the human brain. It includes 180 distinct regions in each hemisphere of the cerebral cortex, which is your brain outermost region. So the different colors that they have in this, if you look it up online, it's all different colors. It's like a multicolored brain. So the different colors they say relate to how connected an area is to specific sensory input. So red is for hearing, green is for touch, and blue is for vision. And if you get to the mixed color regions, it represents where two senses overlap. So this new map, revealing 100 new distinct regions in each hemisphere, representing the most detailed map yet of the brain. So they're creating these maps of the cerebral cortex. And in the past, they relied on, you know, a single type of imaging, maybe an MRI. But the new map, according to researchers at Washington University in St. Louis, they used a combination of different imaging techniques and a larger number of people, like over 200 healthy young adults, to create this detailed map of the human brain. All right, last but not least in the quack report. Okay, scientists are at it again. Let's see, these are scientists. Where's this, Greece? I think this is Greece. They've reversed menopause. And you're going, God, why? You know, women who, you know, premenopausal too soon, or, you know, for some other reason, they still want to have children, they've learned to reverse menopause. So the treatment involves a platelet-rich plasma, and it's a concentrated mix of substances in the blood that helps cells to grow, and it stimulates tissue regeneration. And so they say the technique could allow older and postmenopausal women to still conceive and have a family, and scientists claim women treated saw their menstrual cycles start or restart within 6 months and enable them to also collect and fertilize some eggs that their ovaries started to release again. So they say that it's effective. They learned how to reverse menopause and rejuvenate a woman's ovaries. This is a Greek team of scientists. And women began menstruating even after they had no period for 5 years. So they've learned to reverse menopause. What's next? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Nice try. Okay. Well, let's see. We're going to be talking about America being dirt poor. You know, if we put our ear to the ground, we may hear the earth say it is dirt poor. And I'm referring, of course, to the soil that's supposed to support us in numerous ways. So without healthy soil, we can expect to have substandard foods, and that really cannot sustain good health. So we know that we should be what we should be doing. We should be good stewards of the land, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2 tells us. So we need to grow organic. We need to change the crops we plant each year, and we need to let the land rest so it can rebuild its minerals. So people have noticed that there's a lack of flavor in a lot of the fruits and vegetables. So when we compare an organically grown apple to a conventional one, the organic apple has much more flavor, crispness, vibrant color, and juiciness. Now, in 1900, get this, in 1900, our great-grandparents ate 131 pounds of homegrown vegetables. Americans today eat over 400 pounds of vegetables and over 275 pounds of fruit each year. So we're eating three times what our ancestors ate. And why is that? Well, we're going to check this out. Here's a quote from Henry Cantwell Wallace. He was professor of soil, Iowa State College of Agriculture. He says, "Nations endure only as long as their topsoil." All right, here, let's look at some of the reports. Now, according to Scientific American, our U.S. soil is severely depleted from modern agricultural practices. So the mass production of our food has really stripped our soil of minerals. Minerals are necessary to reproduce, to reduce the pests and, you know, to harvest healthy crops. Now, the genetically modified crops with their, you know, pest-resistant chemicals built into them are less nutrient-rich than foods that were produced in the 1970s. Now, a study that was done at the University of Texas at Austin's Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry in 1999, they reported that after analyzing 43 different vegetables and fruits and comparing them to nutrient data from crops that were grown in 1950, well, they found that there was, quote, reliable declines in nutrients. So specifically, the food grown in 1999 had less protein, calcium, phosphorus, iron, riboflavin, which is your vitamin B2, and vitamin C. So agriculture is really focused on pest resistance, faster growth cycles, and the size or weight of the product, and not on nutrient content. So the study also published, the study was also published in 2004. It was in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. And by the way, the Organic Consumers Association also reported on other studies that concluded similar findings. Here's a quote from the Nutritional Security Institute. They say, "An apple a day keeps the doctor away? Probably not. The apple of today has lost about 82% of its magnesium and high percentages of other nutrients compared to an apple grown 100 years ago," end of quote. Wow. Well, look, according to, let's see, this is Sherry Tan Thaharjo, PhD, Nutritional Science, University of Wisconsin. She says, "Look for bold or brightly hued produce. A richly colored skin indicates a higher count of healthy phytochemicals. And the darker orange in carrots really means it contains more beta carotene." Well, what we have here is true neglect, right? Because if we were good stewards, we would have been faithful. So this is neglect we're talking about. So what the agricultural community has done is neglected the uptake nutrients for the sake of rapid growing products, more variety, and higher yields. So the researcher, Donald Davis, from the University of Texas, he stated this: "There have likely been declines in other nutrients to such like magnesium, zinc, and vitamins B6 and vitamin E." He went on to say that these particular nutrients were not studied like others were in the 1950s. So he says it's kind of hard to see how much of that particular nutrition we have really lost. Well, let's look at the scale. The Cushy Institute analyze the nutritional data that was collected in the 1970s. And so they were looking at vegetable data from 1975 to 1997, and this is what they reported. They say the calcium dropped 27% in the vegetables, iron dropped 37%, vitamin A dropped 21%, and vitamin C dropped 30%. Now, the folks in the UK, the British, they're studying the nutrients too. They're looking at the foods too, and they looked up data they had collected from 1930 to 1980. And their results were published in the British Food Journal. And this is what they found regarding vegetables in a 50-year period. They say calcium dropped 19%, iron dropped 22%, and potassium dropped 14%. Now, the University of Colorado also studied the nutrition of our foods, and they concluded that foods today are 50% less nutrient-rich than 100 years ago. So they reported that the nutrient density in foods has declined 40 to 60% with an average of it being 50% declined. So they stated that the food that we eat is lacking vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, phytochemicals compared to what our great grandparents ate. So the University of Colorado analyzed vegetable nutrition from 1963 to 1992, and this is what they reported. The magnesium dropped a little over 21%. The calcium dropped almost 30%. The iron dropped 32%. Phosphorus dropped a little over 11%. And potassium dropped almost 6.5%. Now, Organic Magazine reports the nutrition in our foods continues to decline. Okay? It's going down. Looking at vegetable nutrition from 1963, they said compared to 2000, they found that beets dropped 50% in vitamin C, 10% in potassium, and 8% in magnesium. Spinach dropped a little over 17% in vitamin A, a little over 45% in vitamin C, and over 10% in magnesium. Collard greens dropped a little over 42% in vitamin A, almost 62% in vitamin C, almost 29% in calcium, 52% in potassium, and 85% in magnesium. Corn, well, it dropped almost 30% in vitamin A, 42% in vitamin C, 33% in calcium, well, almost 4% in potassium, and 23% in magnesium. Sweet peppers, they said, dropped 69% in vitamin C, and apples dropped 59% in vitamin A. Well, here's a quote from Lisa Gerber of the Natural Society. She says, organic produce can sometimes look small or misshapen, but that can indicate they are not genetically modified or coated with pesticides. And also Preston Andrews, PhD, plant researcher at Washington State University, says the nutrients in most fruits and vegetables start to diminish as soon as they're picked. So for optimal nutrition, eat all produce within 1 week of buying or picking, end of quote. Well, let's talk about our starving cells, because obviously they are. Now, the cells of the human body require minerals for life and function. The cells need vitamins, enzymes, and minerals for the body to have adequate hormones, healthy immune systems, healthy blood, and biological function. So the inadequate levels in the nutrients create this shortfall, and the body reacts negatively. So when we don't get the nutrients, we can develop illnesses such as, but not limited to, anemia, bone loss, blood clots, and brain malfunction. So today the USDA recommends that our daily allowance of vegetables should be 3 to 5 cups and 2 to 4 cups of fruit. Our great-grandparents ate 0.7 cups per day, which indicates they had superior nutrition in their food. So when the body is nutritionally satisfied, it requires less food. We stop eating. So this can explain, well, there is a problem with obesity when people are eating the wrong foods or eating large amounts of nutritionally depleted foods. Well, here's a quote from Aileen Buford Mason. She's a biochemical nutritionalist and a nutrition counselor. She said, there are good reasons to take supplements. The bioavailability of the nutrients in supplements is 100%. So taking quality supplements could have tremendous benefit. Well, let's look at how the body functions when it's under duress of depletion. Well, if you would like a little bit of a snapshot of what some nutrients can do to assist certain body functions, here's just a few. So if you want a healthy immune system, you need to get your natural vitamin A, E, C, B12, folic acid, pantothenic acid, and that's your vitamin B5. Also, for tissues and bones to be healthy, you need natural vitamin A, C, D, and E. If your nerve function is supposed to be healthy, you're supposed to have all the B vitamins, especially folic acid. And if you want anti-aging protection, you need natural antioxidants, beta-carotene, vitamin C, and E. So let's do a little troubleshooting. Here's some common health problems that can develop, and it stems from a lack of nutrition. And this is just a brief list of some health issues and the nutrition your body is requiring. Let's say you have weak bones and muscle cramps. You're going to need more plant-based, not animal-based calcium. If you have tense muscles and stiff blood vessels, you need more natural magnesium. If you have weak cells, nerves, and electrical impulses to the heart, well, then you need natural potassium. And if you have weak immune system and accelerated aging, you need natural selenium and antioxidants. And lastly, if you're weak immune system and you have a low, weak sex drive, well, you need more natural zinc. All right, so, you know, just getting supplements isn't good enough. We got to get the right supplements. So a majority of supplements in the U.S. are made by a company in Germany. The company has a recipe book of supplements called a monograph, which are already approved by the FDA. And they can private label the supplements for hundreds of companies or distributors. And these products are a combination of synthetic chemicals and have no organic, whole food, live nutrition in them at all. So in my opinion, these supplements deplete the body rather than fortify it. So what is in your supplement? Well, consumers can have a hard time distinguishing between the natural and synthetic supplements. The synthetic product contains filler ingredients, and most products will contain various chemicals, preservatives, petrochemicals, and the label's still going to say natural vitamins on it. So if the ingredient list is a bunch of chemicals that does not mention that it's derived from a food, then it is synthetic. So according to the Organic Consumers Association, there is such a thing as vitamin poisoning. So here's a list of what most consumers read on their supplement labels. Most common supplement brands will include sodium benzoate and BHT to retain freshness. However, these are detrimental to human health, causing disease like cancer, and also damages human DNA. Many products use substandard ingredients, and therefore they add chemicals to counter the filth and germs in them, and so they'll use things like cubic sulfate and boric acid, which are known to cause DNA damage. So making a pill that you can swallow and it stays together so it doesn't crumble apart, they're going to add stearic acid. It's also used in soap and lubricants. It's a synthetic ingredient and it often contains pesticides. Okay, so making the flavor of poor ingredients, taste better requires a sweetener, so they're going to add malodroxytrin. And no surprise, the filler ingredients contain corn, modified cornstarch, which is now GMO. Hydrogenated oils are also there with commercial supplements, and that can negatively affect heart health. And another ingredient to make your vitamin pill seem better than it is will contain potassium chloride, which can contribute to the formation of digestive ulcers and circulatory disease. Now, over 90% of your vitamin C is currently made in China. So here's a quote from Dr. Edward Group. He's a doctor of chiropractic and a natural practitioner. He says, many synthetic vitamins lack the transporters and cofactors associated with natural occurring nutrients because they have been isolated. So the Organic Consumers Association emphasizes that isolated vitamins cannot be used or recognized by the body in the same way the natural versions are. End of quote. I've known this for years. I have. Well, here's what happens with some toxic vitamins. According to the Organic Consumers Association, here's a list of toxicity side effects that you can get from your toxic vitamins. Vitamin A, you can get some abdominal pain, vomiting, headache, feel lethargic, get eczema, patchy hair loss, edema, anemia, respiratory tract infections, and chronic liver disease. Also, toxicity from synthetic supplements like vitamin E can have allergic reactions, breathing impairment, swelling of the tongue, fatigue, headache, nausea, blurred vision, excessive bleeding, and this is because of an anticoagulation due to the inhibition of the vitamin K. So synthetic vitamin E not doing you any favors. Also, you can increase, it'll increase your oxidative stress and increase hypertension risks and shorten your lifespan. That's synthetic vitamin E. Also, vitamin K in synthetic form is really called menadione, and it's been associated with liver damage, and some reports indicate significant association between high intramuscular levels of vitamin K and cancer. If you're taking a vitamin D supplement, even though vitamin D poisoning is rare, toxicity can occur under certain conditions such as primary hypoparathyroidism, tuberculosis, and lymphoma. And you also should note the vitamin D is completely safe when it's produced by your body through UV sunlight exposure. So what you want to do is get whole food supplements. I personally demand organic whole food supplements. Consumers who accept the synthetic supplements may also accept GMO foods, clone foods, non-animal meats, etc. So with such products, they're going to believe the hype, waste their money, and risk their health. So when you compare organic whole food supplements to synthetic ones, it's like comparing authentic to imitation. So whole food supplements, these are obtained from concentrated whole food sources. Your synthetic supplements, also called isolated nutrients, these are usually made artificially in an industrial process with petrochemicals. So consumers really need to be discerning about their supplements, as many are also made and distributed by pharmaceutical companies. So herbs are going to be packed full of your super nutrition, and it cannot be compared to the artificial supplements. So for the highest standards in TILF organic whole food supplements, you want to contact the experts. Call Apothecary Herbs. Ask about their Body Foundation food mix and their plant calcium liquid. This is for fast infusion of organic nutrition containing those required mineral uptakes, lots of vitamins and nutrients the body's needing. So call and order, or for a free catalog, the toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, or you can check them out online at thepowerherbs.com. You know, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
The hell, she says, I just can't win for losing. And she lays back down. Man, there's so many times I don't know what I'm doing. Like I don't know now. And by the light of the moon, she rubs her eyes. Says it's funny how the night can make you blind. I can just imagine. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But if she feels bad, then I do too. So I let her be. And she says, oh, I can't take no more. Her tears like diamonds on the floor. And her diamonds bring me down. Cause I can't help her now. She's down in it. Try to lift and now she can't win it. Oh, see them on the ground. Her diamonds falling down.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're going to be shifting gears here. We're going to be talking about Crohn's disease. We've been hitting the digestive ill health lately, so Crohn's fits right on in there. So if you want to know what it's like to be really miserable try to deal with chronic digestive malfunction that is known as Crohn's disease. About 500 million Americans have this disease, with about 10% being under the age of 18. So if a family member has Crohn's disease, your risk of getting it is higher. Nearly 20% of those diagnosed with the disease have blood relatives with the same condition. And according to Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, both men and women suffer equally from this disabling disease. Now, interestingly, those with a European and Jewish heritage are at a higher risk of developing Crohn's disease than those of an African-American heritage. They have less risk. So what exactly is Crohn's disease? Well, it's really an acute inflammation of the bowel tissue, and it can affect the entire digestive tract. It can affect the mouth, esophagus, stomach, small and large intestine, rectum, and the anus. So the most common area affected is the ileum, or lower small intestine. So the swelling and the inflammation causes a lot of symptoms. The most common symptoms are pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. Other symptoms are rectal bleeding, weight loss, arthritis, skin problems, inflammation of the eyes, and fever. So Crohn's disease affects the immune system, and therefore it is not uncommon to also develop an autoimmune disease like lupus. So what causes it? What causes Crohn's disease? Well, modern medicine blames it on heredity, the environment, and also immune system that has gone wrong. Their theory is that the immune system is reacting to good digestive bacteria and food like it was a foreign body and then attacks it. So the white blood cells accumulate on the lining of the intestine, causing the inflammation. So how does medicine treat this? Well, if your doctor suspects you have digestive disease, you're going to be most likely referred to a gastroenterologist. So you'll go through a series of tests they'll be performed to try to rule out diseases that come to the diagnosis of Crohn's disease. So you will give blood. That'll be tested. You'll give stool samples, maybe have an upper GI, a colonoscopy, a sigmoidoscopy. Those might be done, and tissue may be biopsied. And you'll be poked and prodded and stuck and jabbed and practically dissected by allopathic medicine. So in the end, you will be put on a combination of drugs such as anti-inflammatory, steroids, cortisone, immune system suppressors, antibiotics, diarrhea drugs, and fluid replacement products to prevent dehydration, and also synthetic supplements like petrochemical drugs they are. So after all that, you may still be scheduled for surgery, and according to the Crohn's Colitis Foundation of America, 75% with Crohn's disease will require surgery at some point due to complications. So that tells you right there that they don't cure anything. So there are four types of surgery for Crohn's disease. You can have a partial bowel resection, which removes the diseased part of the intestine, or you can have a stricturplasty, which shortens the intestine and widens any narrow areas. Or maybe you can have a fistulous correction, which connects the intestine to the bladder but does not drain intestinal contents to the bladder. And also you can also have a draining of abscesses, which means a needle is inserted into them to drain them. So the goal is to ease your symptoms only, and that's it. It's not to control or eliminate the cause of it. It's just to, try to reduce a little bit of inflammation to make you suffer less and tolerate and live with your problem. So disease management basically is the program you're going to get, and they're going to make you as comfortable as possible. And then modern medicine admits they know there's no cure. There's only hope for a remission of symptoms. Well, a remission of symptoms just means a lessening. Doesn't mean you're cured. What are some of the risks? Well, those people that suffer from Crohn's disease say they experience a lot of flare-ups when they're under more stress. Scientific medicine can't explain that, and therefore does not accept that stress is a trigger for the disease. Now, one of the biggest risks of living with Crohn's disease is that a blockage in the intestine could develop due to a thickening of the intestinal wall. And the intestinal tissues become inflamed, swell, develop scars, and as the process repeats itself, can cause a blockage. Now, acute cases, you can have sores and ulcers, and that can even tunnel through the intestine and affect surrounding tissues and organs like bladder, the vagina, the anus, the rectum, and also your skin. So this process produces what they call fistulas, which become infected and require surgery if medicine can't clear them up with drugs. So this process is over and over again, and it weakens the intestines and other tissues. And also you can have fissures or tears can develop in the lining, and then all your mucous membranes can just deteriorate. Okay, so if surgery is required, there's a risk that the entire colon would need to be removed, and then you have a colonectomy. A colonectomy is where they take and make a stoma, a hole that's made in the front abdomen wall, and at the end of the small intestine, a tip or the ileum is brought out, and then the bowel contents are dumped into a bag. So, not pleasant. The patient wears a pouch over the opening to collect waste material, which is emptied frequently. All right, what's the prevention for all this? Well, it is about diet, lifestyle. So if you want to have your ancestors' Crohn's disease, then you probably should eat like they did. Yep, it's all about diet, and we typically eat like our relatives do. So, diets containing rich foods, gravies, meats, heavy starches, overcooked foods, fried foods, think Southern cooking, okay? This is a Crohn's disease on steroid menu. You talk about the Bojangles, it's bow time here in the South, that's what you hear all the time. It's biscuits and gravy, morning, noon, and night. And so these are the rich gravy, heavy starches, they're overcooked. Fried foods, excessive dairy, also going to be piled on there. So having all this makes the bowel very sluggish. It allows waste material to remain in the colon too long and produce a lot of toxins. And the sluggish bowel is from an improper diet of meat and starch, and not enough whole grains, not enough fruits and vegetables, and so that needs to be changed. Okay, so here's some foods that you want to avoid. According to Dr. Helen Castile of the University of Arkansas Medical Science, she says foods to avoid for Crohn's disease are the clear liquids and the sugary fluids like soda or diet sodas, Gatorade, Jell-O, and milk because of the lactose in it. She said sugar passes through, drawing from you more water and salt to dehydrate you further and cause nausea and vomiting. Foods that produce a lot of gas are going to be your beans, cabbage, onions. This will also encourage colon spasms. Coarse fruits and vegetables and whole grain cereals can also become difficult as the disease progresses. And any beverage with caffeine should be avoided because it further dehydrates you. Fried foods, convenience foods, fast foods, also very bad, will contribute to the bowel dysfunction. So let's recap. Common culprits are milk, coffee, artificial sweeteners, sugar, fruit juice, and gassy fast foods. Here's a tip. You want to watch the diet foods like hard candy, gum, artificial sweeteners, because they can work like laxatives creating diarrhea. Because a small dose of sorbitol, which is your artificial sweetener, delivers a bowel dysfunction in 40 to 75% of adults. So what about some herbs that will help us out? Well, aloe, olive oil, taken internally, tends to soothe the intestines. And you can add some flaxseed oil twice a day for more comfort and relief. So soothing herbs like marshmallow root and slippery elm, inner bark, will tone down inflammation and also stop diarrhea. And you also can put some flax oil with your slippery elm. And you can put that in, if you needed to do an enema of some kind, you can put it in there. It helps stop cramping. You can add some catnip. Sometimes catnip will help stop cramping, or lobelia herb will stop any spasmings. So I like to use lobelia in a liquid. If it's made properly, it's in a liquid. and you would use a teaspoon for about 2 quarts of water if you were using that in an enema. Okay, so this helps. There's a lot of herbs that can help firm up bowel movements within a short time, like a few days. And after the bowel movements become firm, you want to do a complete bowel cleanse as you modify that lifestyle. So lifestyle changes are going to be necessary, and they're going to be permanent. And you can utilize digestive herbs of fenugreek, fennel seed to stop the gas and bloating, ginger for nausea, peppermint also calms down the stomach. Gentian root will improve digestion enzymes. It will prevent overeating and move food faster out of the stomach to the small intestine. So you've got some digestive herbs there for your tools, and you have now the lifestyle change that you have to make. The Mediterranean diet is what I would shoot for. So if you're looking for a lot of these digestive herbs under the digestive tab in the product catalog or on the website, the bowel cleanse is under the organ cleanse section. That's at Apothecary Herbs, and the website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Or if you want, give them a call, toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. All right. We got a few minutes, so we can jump into our memory section. I mentioned this, what, Tuesday? We didn't get to it Tuesday. So we're going to be talking about, you know, helping our memory out and avoiding those things that can mess up our memory. I'm not talking about cannabis. That's not what I'm talking about. Don't you go there. So how many people do you know having memory problems, cognitive thought problems, short-term memory, right? I'm not talking about the occasional, oh, that's on the tip of my tongue, I just can't remember. It's not so much that. It's, you know, frequently forgetting things. This would be expected, science says, as we get older. We're supposed to do that. Medical experts lead us to the belief that forgetfulness and confusion are normal signs of aging. And I'm here to say they're not. They're not normal. They're common, but I wouldn't say they're normal. So we hear about pills to help us for this, to remember for that, and drugs for this and that, drugs to forget traumatic events, drugs to help us remember. What can affect our brain's ability to recall memories? You know, names of family members, where we live, what's our phone number. People have memory problems, and they're getting younger. People that are younger are having it too, so we're going to check this out. So modern science used to think that we were born with all our brain cells and we didn't have any more. We didn't replace them if they died. The brain didn't regenerate, but now science has recounted all that with new scientific research, and they say trauma patients, brain injury patients, neurosurgeons have noticed that, yes, the brain does repair itself, it regenerates, it grows new brain cells. In fact, medicine has documented brain injury cases in which the brain, in order to get around a damaged area, will grow new connections and reshape its own network. So, yes. The brain is the bomb, and we can help it out. So the human brain is really not high on the list of most people when it comes to health prevention. People just don't think of that. Most people focus on, you know, their cardio, pulmonary, you know, blood sugars, digestion, weight loss, that kind of thing. Now, some things that can negatively affect our brain and the ability to recall information aside from getting older includes things like too much alcohol, smoking, medications, and street drugs. Of course, head trauma and also infections, thyroid disease, stroke, stress, sleep deprivation, being depressed, nutritional deficiency in B12, and diseases like Alzheimer's. All right, let's look at some of the drugs that can mess this whole thing up. Most people agree that memory or cognitive brain function is not inevitable as we grow old. There are plenty of old folks, elderly people, that have full cognitive functions and are sharp as a tack. My grandmother was almost 90 when she passed away, and she knew everything. She knew she didn't have any cognitive problems. So my uncle the same way. You know, he was like in his 70s, and if you went into a room of 300 people, he can introduce you to all 300 of them, you know. So I had that uncle with a mind like a sieve. He remembered names pretty well. Senior moments weren't his specialty at all. So a lot of the problems, you know what I think it is with people with cognitive issues? I think it's the prescription drugs. Let's check it out. Let's see what drugs can give us what we call brain wipe. Just, you know, no memory at all. A lot of prescription meds can interfere with memory, like wiping it clean. So I've seen this. I've seen this happen to people taking especially heart medicines, the blood pressure drugs, the cholesterol drugs. And within just a short time, like a few weeks, they can have difficulty with common memory things. You know, what they had for lunch, they don't even remember. So other drugs that also affect memory and cognitive abilities are your anti-anxiety drugs. These are the benzodiazepines, and they're not just used for anxiety either. They're used for depression, muscle spasms, insomnia, agitation, and seizures. And, you know, if you ever had one of those, you feel like your head's floating a few feet off your shoulders. It's kind of weird. Yeah. So the other problem is the medications is they tend to build up in your system, and they cause more serious conditions. They can cause delirium and also increase a patient's risk of having an accident. And, of course, you've probably heard that one class of heart drugs that causes memory problems is the statin cholesterol drugs. You may have a friend or family member that's taking the Lipitor, the Lescol, the Mevacor, the Provacol, the Crestor, the Zocor, and they have trouble with their memory. Why does that happen? Well, these drugs reduce cholesterol, which is necessary for brain to function. The cholesterol is necessary for the connections between the nerve cells, which are vital for memory and learning. So most folks don't realize that not all cholesterol is bad, and the brain is an organ that contains one quarter of the body's cholesterol. So the good news is that that cognitive brain wipe thing goes away. It's reversible if you stop taking the drugs. By the way, that report was in the Journal of Pharmacology in 2009. So after that study, the FDA in 2012 displayed a warning on statin drugs causes memory problems. So you've been warned before you swallow the pill. The other thing that can mess up a person's memory is antihistamines. You need histamines too. All right. Apparently there are memory and cognitive problems with the young kids. A new UK study that was published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology shows a lot of young folks are using street drugs for recreation, and it can impair their memory. So drugs like cocaine and ecstasy produce the brain wipe effect and also can cause cardiac and respiratory arrest. So that ecstasy drug can actually shut down cognitive abilities, speech, and spatial tasks. And those people that were in the study group, these patients, they had difficulty planning, organizing, multitasking while they were taking the drug. So the drugs seem to affect time-based perspective, memory as well in the frontal lobe of the brain, and that's the area that deals with self-awareness. So in other words, these people didn't identify a risky or life-threatening situation. It just didn't occur to them. And also removed, this is a part of the brain that involves empathy and also regulates cardiac function. So this is why a lot of those kids really had heart attacks when they took the drug. What over-the-counter stuff can do the same thing? Remove memory. Products that you take for incontinence, the anticholinergics, that prevent bladder spasms and block the neurotransmitters and the nerve endings in the bladder wall. Neurotransmitters are necessary for memory and cognitive functions of the brain. So you take this drug so you don't have urgency issues and you have a problem with your brain. People taking the drug suffer from confusion, attention deficit, disorientation, short-term memory problems, and there can be a toxic buildup, too, and cause delirium and dementia. So if you suffer from digestive problems and take stomach medications like Pepcid, Tagamet, Xanax, you could also have a rapid onset of confusion and delirium because of the tolerance level is different on the medication, and it's very toxic. So you can reverse that by stop taking the drug. All right, some other medications that can cause problems. Some antibiotics, diuretics, cold and allergy drugs like the antihistamines, pain medications, sleep aids, tranquilizers, barbiturates, systemic drugs, neurological medicines, and antipsychotic drugs, obviously going to cause a memory issue. So I have to ask myself, when, you know, medicine says you're getting older, it's expected, you'll have memory problems. I'm asking myself, is it just because they're older, is it because these people are so drugged by medicine? It seems to me that, you know, growing old may not be the culprit for memory loss, because the elderly usually on several prescription medicines that have all these side effects. And the main health area to be concerned about with these prescription drugs not only cause memory and cognitive disability, but can also cause secondary diseases like diabetes, cardiac disease, respiratory diseases like COPD, renal failure, hormone imbalance, cancer, degenerative eye disease. Like aspirin therapy causes macular degeneration. You know, if you want a blood thinner, eat garlic. Doesn't cause that, you know, risk. So there's some studies in the Archives of General Psychiatry. They've known that, you know, what's good for the brain, what's good for the brain functions to keep you alert. They say, you know, stay active, of course, get some activity, social skills, you know, challenge the brain, keep those synapses firing and the neurotransmitters functioning. And you also balance your serotonin and your melatonin, all those hormones in the brain that help you have a good life. So, you know, your prevention's a pound of cure. So if you're looking for some really good herbs to help improve memory, check out the Brain Concentrate. It does have the ginkgo biloba in it, but it has some other herbs that helps the ginkgo work better. So you want to check out the Brain Concentrate at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663 and get a product catalog. So if you don't do the internet, you can get a catalog mailed to you perfectly in the mail, toot sweet, and it's no charge. So get off the drug dependency. You know, don't risk your memory because of medicine thinks you're getting old. There are other options, and I beg you, please investigate them. Do your homework before you decide whether it's natural or prescription. Always, always do your due diligence before you do anything. So thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless, because it puts the power back in your hands. And it's up to you to take responsibility, because that's what your creator expected of you. That's right. You are supposed to be the good steward of that temple, the human body, so let's take care of it. And herbs are here for the service of man, for the healing of the nations. That's what God said, and he can't lie. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663, and sign up for the newsletters. They're free, too. They're online, and they're emailed to you each week. Check it out, ThePowerHerbs.com. If you're outside the country, call 704-885-0277. We'd love to include you in the herbal family, and just give us a call at 704-885-0277. And I see by the clock, I am totally out of time. But I will be back. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.